Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Obituaries for Sunday, March 14th. Don Ignacio Gunn. Don Ignacio Gunn, 46, of Odessa, passed away March 11th. Visitation will be at Sunset Memorial Gardens Tuesday, March 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 17th at New Dawn Fellowship with Pastor Wally Shewart officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens. Don was born in Odessa to Hebert Don and Linda Ann Gunn, May 7th, 1974. He married Bobby Josette in 2010 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is preceded in death by his father, Hebert Don Gunn, Uncle Raymond Gonzalez, Uncle Robert Gunn, Uncle Julius Lee Gunn, a nephew, his paternal grandparents, and his maternal grandparents. He is survived by his wife, Josie, son, Donald, and wife, Sabrina Gunn, former spouse, Patricia Rodriguez, daughter, Tabitha Rodriguez, sister, Anthonette, and husband, Ron Nall, his mother, Linda Gunn, three grandchildren and one due in June. Memorials may be given to Home Hospice Odessa Midland LLC. Frances Janelle Gostad Moore. Frances Janelle Gostad Moore was born December 25, 1931, in Waco, to Florence Alma Somrud Gostad and Jurgen Gostad, the middle child of three. Frances married Merrill Wade Moore in 1952 in Cranfield's Gap. She is preceded in death by her husband, Merrill, a granddaughter, her brother, Emerald Gostad, her parents, Florence and Jurgen Gostad. She is survived by her son, Thomas Moore, and his wife, Terry, a son, William Moore, a daughter, Linda Blomshield, and husband, Bob, a daughter, Barbara James, and husband, Bruce, five grandchildren, and one great-grandchild, her sister, Valerie Carpenter of Kerrville, as well as nephews and nieces. Visitation will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, March 15th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Tuesday, March 16th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel with Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Stephen Leroy Steve Caldwell. Stephen Steve Caldwell, 64, of Odessa, passed away Saturday, March 6th. He was born June 7th, 1956, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He and his twin brother were the oldest of five children born to Overton James and Teresa Richardson Caldwell. Steve married Cynthia Cindy Flint in 1978 in Midland. Steve was preceded in death by his parents, Overton James Caldwell and Teresa Richardson Caldwell, and a sister, Karen Caldwell. He is survived by his wife of 43 years, Cindy Flint Caldwell of Odessa, a daughter, Jennifer Caldwell Carpenter, and husband, Timothy, of Bernie, two grandchildren, brother Mike Caldwell of Temple, sisters Linda Caldwell and husband Larry Drake of Kerrville, and Marianne Caldwell Lassane and husband Jerry of Erath, Louisiana. He is also survived by Linda Darby Flint and Debbie Flint Maxwell and Phil Maxwell of Midland. A celebration of Steve's life will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, March 20th at First Baptist Church of Odessa with Dr. Byron McWilliams officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made in Steve's honor to First Baptist Church of Odessa, the Odessa Women's Evening Class of Community Bible Study, Birthright of Odessa, or the charity of your choice. James Schaefer Cosper, Louisville. James Schaefer Cosper was born December 11, 1926, near Florence. He married Beth Pearson in 1952. He is preceded in death by his wife, his son James Jr., his parents, his sisters, Betty Neely and Nancy Pinnell, and a brother, Dale Eugene. He is survived by his son, Larry, and his wife, Karen, a grandson and a granddaughter, and two great-grandchildren. He is also survived by his sister, Peggy Tallis, and husband, Jim, as well as a number of nieces and nephews. A graveside service will be held at 1 p.m. Monday, March 15th, at Evergreen Cemetery in Ranger. Remembrance can be made to the following in Odessa: Antioch Christian Church or the Permian Basin Honor Flight. Keith Allen Dial, Sr. Keith Allen Dial, Sr. was born October 20th, 1930 in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, to Fred Allen Dial and Susie Riggin Dial. He married Carol Cooper in 1953. After Carol passed away in 1989, he married Jane Ann Huffman in Odessa in 1993. Keith was preceded in death by his first wife, his parents, and a brother-in-law, Milton Houghton. He is survived by his wife, Jane Ann Dial, son Keith Jr. and wife Julie of Odessa, stepchildren Sharon Duff and husband Larry of Rosharon, Richard Huffman and wife Nancy of Aurora, Colorado, Tom Huffman and wife Deborah of Georgetown, 8 grandchildren and step-grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. His sister and brother-in-law, Frida and Frank Benton of Midland, and several nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews. Visitation will be held Wednesday, March 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Funeral service will be Thursday, March 18th at 2 p.m. at Highland Methodist Church, with John Hendricks officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Death notices. Janice Faye Verlander. Janice Faye Verlander, 60, of Odessa, died Friday, March 5th. A celebration of life will be held at 3 p.m., March 15th, at American Heritage Funeral Home. Ruben Ibarra. Ruben Ibarra, 72, died Thursday, February 25th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Walter Leonard Lentz. Walter Leonard Lentz, 99, of Odessa, died Tuesday, March 9th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Justin Michael Lynn. Justin Michael Lynn, 44, of Odessa, died Friday, March 5th in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Jose Alfredo Marquez. Jose Alfredo Marquez, 33, died Tuesday, March 9th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Freddie Glenn Johnson Pugh. Freddie Glenn Johnson Pugh, 93, of San Angelo, died Sunday, March 7th in San Angelo. A funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 16th at Frank W. Wilson Funeral Director's Chapel. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. William Everett Salter. William Everett Salter, 77, of Odessa, died Monday, March 8th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Martin Maras Vargas. Martin Maras Vargas, 74, died Tuesday, February 2nd in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. James Schaefer Cosper. James Schaefer Cosper was born December 11th, 1926, near Florence. He married Beth Pearson Cosper in 1952. He is preceded in death by his wife, Beth, in 2018, a son, James Jr., his parents, sisters, Betty Neely and Nancy Pinnell, and a brother, Dale Eugene. He is survived by his son, Larry, and wife, Karen, one grandson, one granddaughter, and several great-grandchildren. He is also survived by his sister, Peggy Tallis, and husband, Jim, as well as a number of nieces and nephews.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, March 15th. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 16,462 total cases, 342 deaths. ECISD daily cases, 3 students, 0 staff. Midland County, 16,699 total cases, 253 deaths. Texas, 2,724,607 total cases, 46,366 deaths. U.S. cases, 29,229,162 total confirmed cases, and 531,766 deaths. For more information, go to covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. COVID-19 vaccines. Medical Center Hospital is administering COVID-19 first dose Pfizer vaccines from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at MCH Urgent Care locations at 3001 JBS Parkway and at 6030 West University Boulevard. Vaccines are for Phase 1A, frontline workers and residents at long-term care facilities, and Phase 1B, most at-risk and for ages 65 and older. No appointment is necessary, and walk-ins are welcome. Vaccines are free of charge while supplies last. Visit mchodessa.com/coronavirus. Odessa Regional Medical Center at 520 East 6th Street is administering COVID-19 vaccines. Vaccines are free of charge while supplies last. To check on availability or to make an appointment, call 432-582-8549 or visit www.odessaregionalmedicalcenter.org /vaccine. ORMC will contact those who received the first dose, Pfizer dose, at Radlett to set their second booster shot appointment. Walgreens has limited COVID-19 vaccines available in select areas. For eligibility requirements or more information, visit tinyurl.com/YHR6NEUD. HEB pharmacies are administering the COVID-19 vaccine based on state and federal eligibility guidelines in select areas. To sign up, updates, or information, visit vaccine.heb.com. The CVS stores are administering the COVID-19 vaccine by appointment only in select stores based on local eligibility guidelines. For guidelines, to schedule an appointment, or for more information, visit CVS.com, CVS Pharmacy app, or call 800-746-7287. Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies are administering the COVID-19 vaccine based on state and federal eligibility guidelines in select areas. For guidelines, to schedule an appointment, or for more information, visit www.walmart.com/CP/1228302 or www.samsclub.com/pharmacy.
Hello, this is Michael reading Inside Pages from the Odessa American, published Monday, March 15, 2021. Local News Roundup. Shrimp Fest Online Auction. Ella Noel Art Museum has scheduled Shrimp Fest Online Auction March 26 through the 28th. Bid to win travel, wine, party, golf, and children's packages, jewelry, and more. Proceeds help fund the museum mission to continue to proved quality art exhibitions, educational programs for all ages, free community art day, and much more to the Permian Basin. For more information and to bid, visit www.noelartmuseum.org. Party in the Parking Lot. Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center, 910 South Grant Avenue, has scheduled a party in the parking lot from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. April 10th at the center's parking lot. There will be food, music, resource booths, candlelight vigil, canvas painting, and a movie. Visit tinyurl.com/9DVVTZ9U. Obituaries and death notices from the Odessa American, published Monday, March 15th. Don Ignacio Gunn. Don Ignacio Gunn, 46, of Odessa, passed away on March 11th, 2021, at his home, holding hands with the love of his life. Visitation will be at Sunset Memorial Gardens on Tuesday, March 16th, 2021, from 5 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, at New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, Odessa, Texas, with Pastor Wally Schwart officiating. Arrangements are by and burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Don was born in Odessa to Herbert Don and Linda Ann Gunn on May 7th, 1974. He married Bobby Josette on August 9th, 2010, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Don is preceded in death by his father, Herbert Don Gunn, Uncle Raymond Gonzalez, Uncle Robert Gunn, Uncle Julius Lee Gunn, nephew Jake Frady, paternal grandparents Julius Vinson J.V. and Bernia Faye New Gunn, and maternal grandparents Antonio Minjara and Maria Delia Hernandez Gonzalez. Don is survived by his wife Josie Gunn, son Donald and wife Sabrina Gunn, former spouse Patricia Rodriguez, daughter Tabitha Rodriguez, sister Ann Thonette, and husband Ron Nall, mother Linda Gunn, grandchildren Lila, Daniel, Donald Jr., and baby Claire, due in June, as well as numerous non-related brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, and grandbabies. Memorials may be given to Home Hospice Odessa Midland, LLC. The family of Don Gunn wishes to extend our sincere thanks to MD Anderson Cancer Center, doctors and staff in Houston, Texas, Home Hospice West Texas, nurses and aides in Odessa, Texas, Occidental Petroleum Company workers, Diamond Fleet Parts owner and employees, as well as the abundance of friends that have brought food, fellowship, and comfort over the weeks. Gail Craddock Lyon, Fort Worth. Gail Craddock Lyon, 61, beloved wife, daughter, mother, grandmother, and sister, passed away peacefully in her home in Fort Worth, Texas, on March 9, 2021. Gail was born to Herman Clare and Mervia Clare on July 27, 1959, in Odessa, Texas. She is survived by her husband, Jerry Lyon, son, Billy Durden, daughter, April Craddock, stepdaughter, Tasha Timmons, and husband, Lundy, stepson, David Lyon, mother, Mervia Clare, granddaughters, Kirsten Craddock, Brittany Rucker, and Morgan McNutt, three grandsons, four stepchildren, sisters, Sharon Ayers and husband Rick, Pamela Brown and Christy Clare, brothers Herman Clare Jr. and wife Carolyn, and Donnie Clare, and numerous nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her father, Herman Clare Sr., sister Karen Clare, one grandson, and grandparents, Henry and Bessie Barnes, and Hesser Clare. Celebration of Life will be held at 1 p.m. Thursday, March 18, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel. The family would like to give special thanks to the doctors who took care of Gail, Dr. Reddy, Dr. Dusick, Dr. Paul Harris, Dr. Sid G., as well as the amazing hospice staff of Fort Worth. Memorials may be donated to American Cancer Society or Hospice Fort Worth. Arrangements entrusted to Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guestbook at www.sunsetodessa.com. Death notices for Monday, March 15th. Michael David Kildo. Michael David Kildo, 58, of Odessa, died Thursday, February 25th, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 1 p.m. March 17, 2021 at American Heritage Funeral Home. Arrangements are by American Heritage Funeral Home of Midland. Keith Allen Dial Sr. Keith Allen Dial Sr., 90, of Odessa, died Friday, March 12, 2021 in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. March 18, 2021 at Highland Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. John Hendricks officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. New strain protection. Dear Dr. Roach, I just got my COVID-19 vaccination with the Moderna vaccine. I will have a booster in 28 days. Am I protected from the new strain, or will I need yet another type of vaccination? JP. Answer. At the time of this writing, most experts agree that both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines provide a high degree of protection against the currently predominant strains. There is less protection against the South African variant. Some variants, such as the UK B.1.1.7, seem to be more likely to transmit from person to person compared with those that have been previously circulating. and may even be more likely to cause serious disease or death in an infected person. Despite the reassurance about protection, it is possible that future mutations in the virus could lead to a large enough structural change in the spike protein that the vaccine will be significantly less effective. The best way to prevent this is to get control over the pandemic as fast as possible. The more people who are infected with COVID-19, the more chances the virus has of developing a resistant variant. If that happens, a new vaccine would indeed be needed, although vaccine development would be much easier due to the immense amount of work already done. It is not clear whether yearly or some other frequency boosters will be required. Immunity might wear off, or new variants may continue to emerge that require new vaccines. This is similar to what is seen with seasonal flu. This is all speculative until we have more information.
Mom feels powerless to cure what ails her adult daughter. Dear Abby, my daughter is in her early 20s. When she was younger, she was happy. She socialized, had friends, and had fun. She's had several boyfriends, but unfortunately, nothing that panned out. She feels the only way to be comfortable or worth anything is to have a guy by her side. I think she goes about it in the wrong way. She has a few friends now and rarely goes anywhere other than work. She experiences periods of depression and says she is afraid of being rejected, which holds her back from socializing. I try to encourage her to step out of her comfort zone and experience life, but she gets defensive and thinks I'm saying it to be mean when I'm offering her something of value. Abby, I do it out of care and love. I don't know how else to help her. I'm very worried about her. I'm afraid if she doesn't change her lifestyle, the situation will become worse and she will regret it. There should be some of the best years of her life. Can you offer any suggestion to help her through these dark times? Signed, Mom Who's Worried in Pennsylvania. Dear Mom, I do have one, the most important step a person can take to solve a problem is to admit there is one. Pointing out that someone seems depressed and isolated isn't mean. It's what caring parents or friends do when they see someone they care about in trouble. When advising your daughter, make sure your tone is perceived as loving and not judgmental. Then point out that the quickest way for her to get back in her life back on track would be to talk to a licensed mental health professional. Dear Abby, I got married while stationed in Korea. Over the years, I put drugs and alcohol and friends before my family. I regret it to this day. I have 4 children, and 2 of them are from the same woman. My oldest son and I chat almost daily through Messenger. This is the first time since retirement that I've been this far away from them. My daughter and youngest son don't communicate with me in any fashion. I've sent text messages to both of them, but received no reply. I learned a couple of days ago that my daughter has been married almost 3 years. I miss my family dearly and wish to talk to both of them. Is it hatred and unforgiveness that I'm feeling from them? It tears me up inside. I would feel better with any type of reply. What else can I do? Reaching Out in Illinois. Dear Reaching Out, there's nothing more you can do to get a response from your daughter and youngest son. You placed drugs, alcohol, and friends before them when they were young, and this is the predictable response to emotional neglect. Not knowing them, I can't say for certain that they hate you. They do, however, appear to be indifferent and unforgiving and have moved on with their lives. You don't have much choice but to accept it and move on with your own while appreciating the relationship you have with your oldest son.
Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday for Monday, March 15th, 2021. Creative, compassionate, and shy, it's time to come out from your shell and shine. This year, you may revisit an artistic talent that you set aside, or explore one that you always wanted to try. Budgeting wisely will become a major focus of your long-term financial planning. If single, friends may introduce you to your soulmate. If attached, love will be more romantic than ever. Taurus arouses your passion. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 5 stars. Your energy is at an all-time high. Get out in the fresh air. Walking, running, or bicycling with friends is the perfect outlet. Begin a project with a new team. Accept challenges that display your skills. Tonight, relaxing at home. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. You may be tempted to take on too much. Pace yourself and learn to say no. Friends and family will understand. Start a journal, blog, or dream log. Amazing insights can come from writing things down. Tonight, hot buttered popcorn. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. Get in touch with old friends you have not heard from. Phone, text, or email, whichever is most expedient. Run your ideas and plans by people you trust. Be prepared to laugh at someone's jokes. Tonight, start a new collection. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 3 stars. Make your views known to those with whom you work or volunteer. Be diplomatic and take interest in their opinions. Practice the art of compromise. Positive feedback may come from a surprising source. Tonight, shop online for a colorful outfit. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 5 stars. You don't need school to immerse yourself in learning. Search the internet for your special interest. Just be discriminating. Try to distinguish fact from fiction. Show off what you know. Admirers will eat out of your hands. Tonight, experiment with flavors. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 5 stars. Bring someone along on a power walk, run, or workout at the gym. Exercise can be fun if you do it with a friend. Try out healthy, tasty recipes on your family. Tonight, brew a pot of aromatic herbal tea. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. A potential partner may present a promising business plan. Socialize with friends or colleagues after hours. Show someone you love how they make you feel. A surprise gift or home-cooked meal is always appreciated. Tonight, take time for romantic gestures. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Delve into subjects that mystify and fascinate you. Order books online that will keep you busy for the next few months. You may disagree with your partner about a financial transaction. Talk it over. Tonight, deep sleep and pleasant dreams. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. Get tickets to a concert, film, or sporting event. Children and grandchildren may teach you something technological. Welcome their input and don't get intimidated. Put on your learning cap and dive right in. Tonight, game night with people you love. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. Research destinations for a family vacation. Use extra funds for household repairs or new pieces of furniture that will brighten your home. Invite people over for a potluck dinner for no other reason than being together. Tonight, follow your intuition. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Your nerves may get the better of you if you are scheduled to give a speech or performance. Take a few deep breaths to calm yourself down and you will do fine. Friends and siblings have your back. Tonight, create positive affirmations. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Review your finances, as humdrum as that sounds. Good news may result from wise budgeting. Strategize with your partner. Splurge on something special, but don't break the bank. A new outfit will make your day. Tonight, Unwind with Dance Music.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.